The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past never o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lane Jr., Mark D'Avola. What is it?
Taking it to the streets.
What are we doing, like live interviews on the street? What do you mean?
No, I don't know.
You're just like saying that, I think.
Welcome back to another episode of Pop Clips.
Oh.
We're all excited. Because we had that one week where we didn't do it, and then last week we did it, and then
before that some people in other parts of the country call it soda clips. Where we come from, it's pop clips.
In the South, they call it Coke clips.
Yeah, no matter what kind of drink you're drinking, it's Coke. That's bullshit.
What do you want to drink? Coke. What kind of Coke? Well,
how many? Vanilla Coke? Cherry Coke? What do you? Diet Coke?
It reminds me of those machines.
Coke
they
Zero?
Have, like, at Five Guys, they have fancy machines where you can just like pick out any flavor
you know
you
what?
Want. They have orange Coke and cherry.
It
and
usually tastes like shit, though.
Well, it depends what flavor you get.
I don't know. I don't got all day to be experimenting with pop.
You know what? I do. Believe it or not.
You're a lucky man. You're a lucky man.
All right, let's get started.
You're thinking about what you're going to start with?
Yeah, it's tough. I didn't know.
I know. You should have thought this beforehand.
How about some racist shit from the 60s?
I mean, you love racist humor, so let's do that.
It's not racist humor. It's Jell-O.
Racist Jell-O.
Back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jell-O tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby.
Tight Chinese type baby?
Not, Chinese I mean, he's not actually Chinese.
Baby, Jell-O.
It's Chinese type.
Delicacy.
It's a cartoon. Ooh, they have a Chinese baby trying to eat Jell-O with chopsticks, having a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black jelly, or grape. Jell-O comes.
You know what's interesting? He doesn't know how to do a racist
Chinese
impression. But he's doing the reverse.
Yeah, he's doing it backwards.
Well, no, yeah, because everyone knows the L turns into an R, but he's turning the R into L's. It's interesting.
This is grape Jell-O.
Grape.
Dark, delicious
yeah,
flavor.
Grape flavor.
Chinese baby, belly.
Grape's a new flavor? You think that would have been like one of the first flavors they came up with?
No, strawberry for years. That was it.
Commercial. No?
Who the hell even knew they had that many flavors of Jell-O now? I'm not eating Jell-O a lot. But you know what? It was so interesting that back then, you could just be racist. I mean, because everyone was, and it was just expected.
Especially to Chinese people.
Well, to anyone, black, Chinese.
Well,
no
I
one really
I
cared.
I think Chinese, you know, black people might have still got a little people yelling about it, but Chinese.
Really? Was that the 50s?
60s.
Still, I don't know. I think it's just you just let that shit slide. It's like, listen, we're all racist. We know it. Now, I know everyone's racist, but they hide it.
Speaking of hating people, some religious organization put out this anti-gay commercial, and it's pretty horrible.
Or hilarious.
Grandma, my teacher says, if Grandpa was a girl, it's okay. You can still be married.
Kid sounds like Forrest Gump.
We changed the definition of marriage.
God well, Forrest Gump is about as smart as a four-year-old.
So old-fashioned.
Our kids will be taught a new way of thinking.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Created Anna and Eve. If my dad married a man, who would be my mom? I'm confused.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Well, you gotta love religious
Call Governor
nuts.
Lynch today and ask him
Hello,
to
Governor Lynch.
Marriage by not
Say no.
House Bill
yeah, Governor Lynch, you're supported by crazy people, so I want to support
Call
you.
That Governor Lynch right now and tell him.
I wonder how old this commercial is. Is he still in there, Governor
I don't
Lynch?
Know, I don't know. I don't even know what state that is.
Me either. All I know is I want to avoid that state.
Somewhere there's a Governor Lynch, and he's a governor.
Yeah,
believe
good.
It or not.
What's up?
Next, we have some lady. Dating coach Deanna Lorraine. Never trust anyone with two first names, by the way.
Yeah.
And she's got some, we'll skip around. It's a long video.
You know what? There's only certain, you can't just have any names to be two names. Like two first names as, you know, first and last name. If I was Mark Ted, that sounds ridiculous.
Mark
Carl. Mike.
Mark Mike. Yeah, that would sound horrible.
I'm Mark Mike. Like, what? Like, seriously? Like, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a girl? Like, what about, like Mike Sarah?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, there's a Mike Sarah. Michael Sarah. Let's discover that.
Tell him he's ridiculous.
Seemed to work out for him.
Yeah.
Here, let's see what Deanna has to say.
I'm okay. Deanna Lorraine, dating coach, a.k.a. Ms. Hitch. And today, I'm going to talk to you about
AKA.
Mostly for men, And my
I used to know what it stood for. It's like it's Latin. I don't remember anymore.
Women test men like you. Because beautiful, high-quality women have their own set of tests. Yes, we have a very...
Do you see how she said we?
Volatile.
Because she's a high-quality woman. Apparently. She's somewhat attractive.
I mean, she's all right.
So in order to
her nose a little bit big.
Let you in on some of those little secret tests that we women...
I see a girl that looks like her.
That you can spot.
I know that she wouldn't date me just because I'm not rich.
Yeah. You know what? There's right. girls of a certain caliber that you know, you need to have something going
for you. It's
not
even a caliber, just you can tell by the way they carry themselves that they're all about the money.
Yeah, like, listen, I don't have shit going for me, so that's not going to happen.
The dress and stuff.
Is the true confidence test. Now, the true confidence test is, all right, basically, the more high quality the woman is, the more confident a man she needs to be with.
Man, you're dragging this out. Come on,
lady. The more time she's been with guys have... pretended like they're confident, but then became a crying.
Yeah, I'm confident. Yeah,
weeks of being with them.
You like that, huh? You like confidence, guys? Because that's I mean, I am.
Or became really needy.
Do you think so?
So there's a.
She has 156 videos on her YouTube channel.
Oh my God, lady, come on.
She's so interesting. Let's jump ahead to about halfway in the video.
You have your strong opinions and you stand your ground. We want a guy.
We didn't skip a beat.
Masculine and be the leader.
If you want high quality women like me, Deanna or Lorraine,
you are the leader. Remember that men are the alpha, women are the betas.
Exactly. So I've been saying that for years.
Carry on that date.
We should always be in charge, and she's backing me up. Finally, somebody is.
And she'll really
I imagine a date with her is just all her yapping.
No.
And I make these videos for online, and a lot of people watch them because I know what I'm talking about because I'm a high quality woman.
Wait, you know what she appreciates in a man?
One more tip.
The ability to tell her to shut the fuck up.
The neediness clingy test. Okay.
Okay.
We women really test for clinginess and neediness. And the way we typically do that is we sometimes play a little mind games with you.
Yeah,
I
know.
We may be flaky with you at the last minute, or we may be wishy-washy when you ask us to do something. We might be like, yeah.
I don't know what she's going to say, but that's when you just back the fuck off. And it's like, well, I guess we'll do something another time.
I pass the test? I never want to talk to you again.
Kind of disrespect you. And we're going to see how well... you, how assertive you are, and also if you're going to be really needy.
Are you going to write some of that? She's got a marker, and she's standing in front of a whiteboard, but she's yet to write anything.
Sort of clear your schedule and wrap your schedule.
Maybe she wrote her name, like teachers, at the beginning of the day.
You know what? I mean, my memory isn't great, but if you tell me your name's Mr. Smith, I mean, I could probably remember it.
Make sure you stand your ground, and don't put up with our shit.
Stand your ground laws. They got people in trouble in Florida.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Is that some kind of news item?
Trevor Martin, whatever that guy's name was.
You just flaked, and I
yeah, I don't know.
You know, the kill was...
No, I know that. I don't know his name. Trayvon.
You know, so you want to act like a busy man who's not needy at all, who's got your own life, and the more quality the woman is, the more she's going to be testing for this, and the more full and busy and interesting...
I don't like her use of quality women.
You gotta have a really interesting...
I know. That's her, like, one talking point.
Arrogant bitch.
What does she mean by that? Like, what is a quality woman?
Some women are nice and actually want to hang out with you and don't fucking test you all day.
They all test you at some point.
No, like, not all of them do that, though.
I mean, not in the same way.
Low-quality women, they beg you to hang out.
Not the same test, but even low-quality women will test you at some point.
I like medium-quality women.
All right, so that's it for now. I'm going to give you three more tests.
Oh, good, thank you.
In my next little segment.
That's fine.
We will not be listening to your next little segment.
Yeah, I'm good.
And now a musical interlude with a song called The Thing by Phil Harris, which was a top 10 hit in 1950.
Ooh. I like it already. Very original.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... right before my eyes, I picked it
this
up.
This is a mystery.
The town as happy as a king.
That was the story.
I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything.
Will you buy this corpse?
Is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Oh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. Ooh,
I'm telling you, it's a corpse.
Before I call a cop.
It's my guess.
I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. and don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that.
What kind of maniac is he that he thinks everyone's going to be so interested in this thing he found, yet everyone's like, you know, kicking his ass out?
I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the...
Do you have a guess, or do you know?
I don't know anything.
What's your guess? My
fate until must be his cock, right?
In the box he found in the water? I'm saying body, dead body.
Inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that. And take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that. And take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach, and you should see a great big box, and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to
you. It actually might be something good.
Cause you'll never get rid of the... no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the... no matter what you do.
Is it a squid that attaches itself to you? Because you understand that no matter what you have, you can get rid of it. Unless it's a wife.
It's true. You don't want to be trapped.
Yeah.
Unless it's a high-quality woman.
Even then...
I mean, then in that case, that it works out.
They still get on your nerves. Now you got to take up hobbies you don't want just to get away from them. No, I like golf now.
Last week, we had a very popular little bit where we had like a
deep voice goat. I don't know.
It was a sheep. A sheep with a cold. This week, we have a screaming monkey and the monkey's owner or boyfriend. I'm not sure which.
Lover.
I mean, the monkey's in a dress and the dude's also.
Well, obviously, he's having sex.
The dude's wearing a blouse. He's Russian, though. A lot of Russians wear blouses.
Metrosexual. I would be so scared if that tiny little monkey was screaming at me and coming at me. I'd run crying. Yeah. I mean, I might be able to overpower it. It's pretty small, but holy shit, I'd be terrified.
And lastly, we have a guy who's on Talk of Alabama, which is a popular morning show in Alabama.
Obviously. And he is a spoken word artist, correct?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And he's one of the best.
He's got a few books he's trying to promote. And he said, you know what I'll do when I'm on your show? I'll do a little freestyle.
So. Yeah, and he's like, you know what? If you're going to have anyone freestyle on your show, it's going to be him.
I'm your man.
He's awesome.
I'm your man. So here we go. Talk Alabama.
So you're going to do a spoken word for us now, right?
Right.
And tell us
Marshall
about
Pope's his name.
Look him up.
Okay.
I'm just going to think it up.
Freestyle. Well, let me sit back.
All right, I'm ready.
Go ahead, Marshall.
Okay.
All right.
Years
ago, they tried to put me in the... this is a lie. Mm-hmm.
She was bobbing her head to the to non-existent music.
You want to try to read something from your book?
Yeah. I got nothing. Sorry.
I love it. She was bobbing. If you watch the video, she's bobbing her head.
You know what?
To non-existent
Not
music.
Everyone can just freestyle like we do. We freestyle. We put out a show. We don't plan shit.
He discovered. He's like, you know what? I'm on live TV. I don't think I can do this.
Apparently, I'm not that good at freestyling. I didn't know.
Huh. Yeah, it's too bad for him.
Yeah.
Well, that about does it for another episode of Pop Clips. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, yes.
If you did, go to hotshowizkids.com and donate.
Yeah. You know what? You could always send us a message too. Just comment.
Send us a message by giving us thousands of dollars.
Yeah, listen.
You earned.
You done?
Mm-hmm.
There's comment boxes, or just go to the email, hotshotwizkids@gmail. You know, send us a little bit of feedback. Say, hey, you guys are awesome. Hey, you guys suck. Here's my money.
Yeah.
That's it. Hotshotwizkids.com. We have more, much more to offer you.
All right. We'll let the thing play you out.
Whole week's worth. You want to see my thing?
I do.
That's probably what... No, I wasn't talking to you.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Oh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Oh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that and don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that and don't come back no more.
Ah!